We've got some rain around. You knew this was coming, and some of you are in some really heavy rain. And, you know, let's just take time to kind of laugh this afternoon when you see people in heavy rain and they've got their flashers on. You can laugh at those people. When you see people driving around in the rain, windshield wipers on, no lights on, you can laugh at them. See, they provide this comedy for us because, you know, obviously you're not supposed to do those things. And it's gotten to the point where it's so obvious what you're supposed to do, and that's so different from what some people do, that it really is kind of laughable. A lot of construction in downtown New Orleans. I have a difficult time walking a straight path on one side of the street because I always have to cross over because there's construction. And it's a really positive thing. A lot of new construction, a lot of it involves condos and apartment buildings, and a lot of people are moving downtown from the suburbs, and a lot of people who come from other cities are moving to downtown New Orleans. Now, I remember before Katrina, this was not a thriving downtown area. The Warehouse District had started to develop. But since Katrina, downtown New Orleans has become a great place to live. Or is it a great place to live? We'll talk about that. Also, the holiday season is here, and it's time for Christmas Without Tears. The mega-talented Harry Shearer and his wife Judith Owen are going to be performing their Christmas Without Tears show this coming Monday and Tuesday at La Petite Theater in the French Quarter. I've never seen it. I've heard a lot about it. Harry and Judith will join me live in the studio in the 3 o'clock hour to talk about it. What is Christmas Without Tears? Apparently, it's this really interesting, funny, irreverent show that has a lot of audience participation. And basically, I think what they're talking about is, you know, look, sometimes we get down at Christmas. This is a very sentimental time of year, and sometimes people have memories and scars from the past, and sometimes you fight through tears this time of year. But Christmas Without Tears is a way to just bring you up, and apparently it's very, very uplifting. So we will talk to them about that later. A California Democrat, Ted Lieu, said yesterday in an interview on CNN that he would love to be able to regulate the content of speech, including the speech on Fox News. But the First Amendment won't let him do that. Okay. What if you could? What speech would you like to regulate or ban if you could? I mean, we're kind of like pretending the First Amendment's not there. I mean, you can't ban free speech. But is there anything on Fox News, anything on CNN, anything on MSNBC that you think should be regulated? We're going to get to that coming up in the next hour. I'm really, really disappointed because President Trump announced today that the White House Christmas party for the media has been canceled. And I'm disappointed because I really thought this year I was going to get an invitation. Sesame Street has introduced Muppet Lily, a new Muppet. Lily is homeless. So after 49 years on the air, Sesame Street will have its first Muppet that is truly homeless. What do you mean truly homeless? Oscar the Grouch was living in a trash can. I mean, didn't that kind of give you the impression he was homeless? And here's an update on the song Baby, It's Cold Outside. We've talked about the controversy on the show. You've heard about it everywhere. Some radio stations have banned it, and there were people in the hashtag MeToo movement that decided that the content of the song made the song a date rape song. And we've gone through that, and we've gone through the lyrics, and we've played the song on the show, and we've explained why it's not a date rape song, and that this is absolutely absurd. The sales of Baby, It's Cold Outside have absolutely skyrocketed, and some radio stations are now putting it back on the air in spite of the controversy. So what does this tell you? It tells you that people really do see through frauds. People really do see something that is not really an issue. And to go so far as to say that Baby, It's Cold Outside is a date rape song, because if you're new to this discussion, it's a guy and a girl singing together. And we'll play it a little bit later. And the guy is convincing her to stay over. See, she's been over and they've had some drinks, and he doesn't want her to leave. And he's telling her, don't leave, baby, it's cold outside. You don't need to go out there. I want you to stay here with me. And so that has been interpreted as a date rape song? You see, the good thing about this is sometimes people see through this BS and see through the farce. And they realize that it's pointless and that it's not a date rape song. In fact, if you really think about the song, and we've talked about this, the girl, it sounds like she doesn't want to leave. She wants to stay. She's not afraid of what's going to happen if she stays. The only thing she's afraid about, and the song was written in 1944, the only thing that she's afraid of is what people will think if she stays. Her mother, her father, her aunt, and the neighbors. That's the only thing that she's concerned about. So I am really happy to hear that the sales of Baby It's Cold Outside have been soaring. Okay, look, there's a lot going on in Washington. We're going to cover a little bit of it right now. But yesterday, with the sentencing of Michael Cohen, 3 years in prison, and the tweets from the president, I mean, I could go 4 days nonstop. I mean, not 4 days of my show. I could go 4 days on this radio station, nonstop, all shows, 24 hours a day for 4 days, talking about everything that happened yesterday. I mean, that's how much is going on. But I mean, sometimes you just get tired of hearing it. It's all different. But sometimes you just get fatigued and exhausted hearing about the same old stuff. Again, it's different, but it all has the same tone to it. And I think people are getting tired of it. But before we get to other things, Nancy Pelosi said something interesting about the media and the Trump administration. And it's possible that this is the first time you've ever agreed with Nancy Pelosi. I had a recent conversation with Congressman Steve Scalise. He said the same thing. He said part of the focus on certain issues over other issues is the fault of the media, and part of it is the fault of Capitol Hill. Now, we've talked about some of the good things that President Trump has done, signing a bipartisan bill. We've talked about some of the good things that Congress can do and has done. It gets no attention. Part of that is because you're not as interested in people getting along as you are as in people fighting, because the news becomes entertainment. Stephen Colbert last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. You know, we always try to add a little comedy into our show. All right. When we come back, I really want to get to this conversation about living downtown. And a lot of people just think it's way too dangerous. I live downtown. I walk to work every day. I walk home every day. I'm still alive. Yeah, I did get attacked, but I'm still alive. So we'll talk about that. If you had a choice to live downtown, would you do it? I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. If you had the option, if you could afford it and you had an equal option of living where you live, in the suburbs, or living downtown, would you rather live downtown? I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. Weekend is almost here, and we've got some rain to get through, but then it's out of here. It's going to turn cold again. I live downtown. Are there any questions that you want to ask me about living downtown? There are people who think I'm crazy to live downtown. And for those of you who don't know, I was jumped by four guys. I was filling in doing the morning show for Tommy Tucker one morning, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, I was walking from my apartment building to the radio station, and I was in a well-lit area. I was close to a hotel that was open at the time, just feet away from it, and four guys jumped me, and I really didn't see it coming. I saw them coming, but they were wearing reflective vests, so it looked like they were going to work. In fact, ironically, the first thought that I had was, hey, look, I'm going to work at 4. So are these guys. I thought they were going to work. They were going to work on me. And I'm fortunate that I got through it. I mean, I had some dental issues and some scrapes and bruises, but I did the best I could to fight back. It was really mainly one guy. But, you know, so I'm not going to walk around at 4 o'clock in the morning any longer. And I've learned to have a different strategy when it comes to walking in the French Quarter. But none of that keeps me from living downtown. And if you live downtown, or if you have lived downtown, or if you're listening across the country and you live in a downtown area, what is it about living downtown that you love? And if you live downtown, is there anything you hate about it? I mean, there are things that I hate about it. Got to be honest with you. It's, you know, there are things that you can hate about the suburbs, but you love living in the suburbs. There are things that you cannot like about the North Shore, but you live on the North Shore. There are things that I don't like about living downtown, but those things do not outweigh the things that I like about living downtown. And so we're talking about this because Jim Hanzo has an article on our website, WWL.com, about New Orleans seeing a number of condos going up. And yeah, they're going up everywhere in the Warehouse District, also in the CBD. Now, they're on the expensive side if you buy something. Even if you rent something, it's on the expensive side. I'm not going to tell you what I pay in rent, but I pay a lot in rent. And I could live in the suburbs for a lot less. But I enjoy where I live. It's worth paying extra for me to live downtown. And maybe the day will come when I buy something. I've been renting for a long time, and there were times in my life that I was not in a position to buy, so maybe that will change. But if you could live downtown, would you? And do you live downtown, and do you enjoy it? If you live downtown, would you want to leave? Are you looking for an opportunity to get out of here? And if you're in the suburbs and you had a chance to live downtown, if you could afford it, if everything was equal, would you stay in the suburbs, or would you choose to live in downtown New Orleans? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text: give me one day in New Orleans rather than a lifetime in Metairie. Life lives in the city, it dies in the suburbs, and that is from Jamie. You want to comment on that comment? From Metairie, Carol, you're on WWL.
Hi, good morning, Scoot. I saw your picture in the paper the other day.
Really?
And now we can put a face on the voice.
I missed it. What paper was it in?
It must have been you were interviewing Shia. Was it that one? Remember you did an
yes,
article?
Yes,
it must have been an older edition, yeah.
Yeah, that was the other day, yeah.
But,
okay.
But living in the city is similar to live like where you live is similar to like a growing Manhattan.
Yeah.
And the more cosmopolitan New Orleans becomes again, it's going to be like living downtown will be similar to living in Manhattan. But it's still at its beginnings. And walkability is a wonderful thing when you can go shopping and you don't have to get in your car to do anything. You can walk from one place to the other.
Yeah, here are a few things that are missing downtown. You know, I love shoes, and there are a lot of shoe stores for women. There are a few shoe stores for men downtown. Mm-hmm. And also, I wish there were another grocery store. Rouse's is the only store. And in fact, that Rouse's on Girard and I guess it's Girard and Perrone. Rouse's, mm-hmm. that whole area has developed, and that's where a lot of condos are going up. But Rouse's really made it possible for people to live downtown because you don't have to go to the suburbs to get groceries.
Well, you just need to start texting and doing that survey with the Whole Foods store so you can have one of those markets in your neighborhood.
Yeah, well, maybe so. And of course, now places deliver, so I guess I really don't have to go to the store if I don't want to. But
well, they have a lot of men's shoe stores in Canal Place.
Well,
I think
okay.
I can count three.
Yeah, okay. One of them's not my style, and the others are too expensive.
But anyway,
you can find a $400 pair of shoes at Saks with
no
problem.
And you can find a good sale too. So watch out for the
I'll watch out for those, Carol. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. If you want to join us with your thoughts and comments, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Here's a text. Do you miss the tavern on Airline Highway at 2:00 in the morning? I used to sit there with you. Yeah, you know, people were more worried about me than I was worried about myself. When I first moved back here, actually, I don't have time to tell this story, but yeah, I used to, after I got off there at midnight, I used to hang out at a biker bar on Airline Highway and walk home. I'll tell you that story when we come back on WWL. There's an article on our website about condos popping up in NOLA for professionals, young people, and older people who choose to live there. Yeah, I mean, in some ways, it takes a little money to live downtown. There are some opportunities where it's income adjusted. There are not a lot of those, but there are a few of those. So if you could live downtown, would you? or if you live downtown, do you love it? Now, I realize that for some of you, living in the suburbs is perfect. And I'm not judging you if you live in the suburbs. I'm amazed at how many people judge me for living downtown. And it's almost as if people think that because I got jumped, I'm stupid for living downtown. Well, I'm not going to let them chase me out of downtown. And yes, I have heard gunshots, and I've talked about it when I've heard it. I've heard gunshots right out of my window. I mean, I live on an upper floor, but I hear gunshots just down the street. One time I went out there and was live on Facebook with a body in the street. So am I crazy to live there? And I mean, I live in a nice area and pay a lot of money to live where I live. Am I crazy to live there? Well, it was a drug deal. And I'm not involved in the drug deal. I don't like that goes on because, you know, sometimes they don't shoot the right person or sometimes they're not a good aim and bullets go astray. So, I mean, I get that. But there's a risk in life. And I don't consider that risk to be so great that it would keep me from living downtown. All right, do you have a comment? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870 from New Orleans. Tracy, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Yes, I actually been living in the warehouse district now for 18 years, and I really can't imagine living anywhere else in New Orleans.
What do you like most about it?
Well, of course, that you know, you can basically walk everywhere, and they have many more restaurants now that have opened up in the area.
Yeah.
And my husband and I and my daughter, we walk to church, St. Patrick's, and, of course, I walk to Rouse's. And actually, they do have two little small supermarkets on Julia. I can't think of this other one. But I know the recent one is called Nesdeath, and it's actually pretty, decent prices. But it's just, and I just think you need to use common sense if you go out a certain time.
And, of course.
And, and I would build and I live in, and we have 24-hour security.
Yeah.
And we are very fortunate, and we have a parking garage.
Now, tell me how long you've lived downtown?
18 years.
Okay, that's a long time. So you've been down here a while. Some of us have moved downtown more recently. But, you know, there was a time when you didn't live in downtown New Orleans. So you've seen this change, and I've seen this change as well. And I think it's a really positive change for our city.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people, actually, friends of mine and some people that have come here to visit, they said they love, our neighborhood. And where I live at, it's not, actually a block off of Convention Center Boulevard. And we walk to the Saints game.
Yes, I do. I walk to everything, the Smoothie King Center, just walk.
Right. And and if we ever do go out to dinner, my husband and I will a lot of times just use a cab on the way back home at night.
Yeah. Tracy, I appreciate the call. Glad you enjoy living downtown. Here's a text that says, do you pay parking if you have a car? How do you get to Lake Pontchartrain? Well, there are times, I have parking through the radio station. But my apartment building is maybe 7 blocks from the station. So there are times that from my apartment, I'll just take an Uber somewhere and not worry about driving. Also, if I'm going to have a glass of wine, I'll take Uber and not drive. But when I drive, I have to go get my car, get it out of the garage, and then, go and then drop it off at the garage and then walk back to my apartment. So, my situation, it's more economical for me than to pay for parking in my building or somewhere downtown because it's provided by the station. But there are some inconveniences about that. So I got this text just a moment ago about when I first moved back to New Orleans. I was living on top of, it was really an office, but I had turned it into an apartment because it was the only thing I could afford at the time. And it was on top of a family grocery store, Severn and Metairie Road. And there was a place, a biker bar, the Tavern, which was down Airline Highway. And that's Airline Highway in Shrewsbury. So, there's a lot of shady characters and shady things going on in that whole area. Not the best area. And I thought nothing of walking to my apartment and walking back. And when I first came back and I was doing 8 to midnight, I'd get off at midnight and I would walk to the Tavern. And again, this was a biker bar, but there were nice people in there. So, yeah, there were times at 2 and 3 in the morning, I'm walking down Airline Highway alone. And I'll never forget, there was a bartender, Ann. And she was so concerned about me. She used to watch until I got close to my apartment because she could actually see as I walked down the street. So, you know, there are going to be risks everywhere. And if you think about how statistically likely you are to get into an accident, in a car accident over getting jumped, man, if you really took stats into consideration, you'd never get in your car. You'd never go anywhere. Here's a text that says, I would miss driving. And to be honest with you, yes, I do miss driving. I miss being in my car. We'll talk more about that when we come back. I love living downtown. This is the song that George used to try to remember something that he was told at work and he couldn't remember. Do you live downtown? Do you love it? If you could live downtown, would you? Our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. I enjoy the downtown life. And yeah, I mean, there are some threats and there's some inconvenient stuff. You know, I don't pull into my driveway and unload groceries. To be honest with you, when I go to Rouse's, I have to figure things out to where I've got only two bags and I want to balance them out so I have an easy time walking home, but I can't have more than two bags. When I do the big store, when I run out to Metairie on weekends, and I do that, I don't buy everything downtown at Rouse's, but when I head out to Metairie and do some shopping, usually on Saturdays, I park near my apartment, unload the groceries, and then take my car back to the garage and then walk back. Here's a text that says, hi, Scoot, have you heard Barbara Melendez and the Colts version of Downtown? It truly rocks. Love you and your show. Thanks for that. Tim, you want to see if you can find the Cold or Barbara Melendez doing Downtown? See if we can find that. If we've got the rights to it, we'll put it on for you. In fact, we'll go into the next break with it. I remember the Cold from the past. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. If you had a choice to live in downtown New Orleans, would you? 75% say yes. 25% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And when I mentioned that I lived at in an office that I turned into an apartment at a family grocery at the end of Metairie Road and Severn, I'm getting text. Is that Zumo's? Yes, I lived upstairs at Zumo's when I first moved back and was literally starting over. And Mr. Lawrence and Gino, they were nice to me and allowed me to turn this, what was affordable for me, this small office, into an apartment. And, you know, I look back on those days and I certainly wanted to improve my situation, but I look back on those days and, you know, in a lot of ways it was really cool. And I know you just have to try to find a way to be happy wherever you are physically, geographically, and wherever you are emotionally in your life. Here's a text. Problems are everywhere. A lady found a bag of crack in a nearby garage. Well, yeah, look, there's a lot of stuff in the suburbs, too. Now, if you live in the suburbs, you don't run into the homeless people that I've run into. And I've talked about my experience with the homeless people in the streets of New Orleans. It's hard to see them because, you know, they're all not bums. They're all not scam artists. And some people just really have problems and they don't even know how to get out of the life that they're living on the street. Were you able to find that song, Jim? Okay. Yeah, we may not have it in our system to where we would have rights to do it. But when we get off the air, I'm going to take a look at that. So thanks for that. What was I saying? Talking about downtown and living downtown and groceries. I don't know, man. I got off track there. You know, this is going to be one of those just kind of relaxed days because, you know, it's raining. It's Thursday. Weekend is almost here. Holidays are here. And I'm trying to stay away from just the most potent stuff that's going on in D.C. because, I mean, it's potent. I was watching last night. I thought I was watching a drama. And I'm watching the news, and I'm watching reaction from Trump and Pelosi, and I'm hearing about this and that. I mean, there is big stuff. There's big stuff coming down. And to be honest with you, I'm worried. And I'm a very positive guy, but I'm honestly kind of concerned about how all of this is going to play out, and I'm not sure it's going to be pretty. But I don't want to get into that. As I said at the beginning of the show, there'll be other times to talk about that. But it's like there's something different every day, but it's the same tone. And I don't know about you, but I get tired of that. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So if you could live downtown, would you live downtown? If you travel, you know that it's a hassle to get through the gate, to get through TSA. It's a hassle. I want to help you clear the path to your plane. In fact, it's called CLEAR. It's a new way to get to the gate. CLEAR uses your eyes and fingerprints to replace a physical ID. So with CLEAR, you become your ID. Just tap your finger. You'll feel like a VIP and get to the gate faster. CLEAR is available now, Concourse D at Louis Armstrong International Airport. And if you're listening around the country, it may be available at your airport as well. But here's the best part of this. You know, you can try this out for free for 2 months. Here's how you can get the two-month free trial offer. Just go to the website clearme.com/scoot. That's clearme.com/scoot. Hey, yeah, it's fun living downtown, but I'll be honest with you, it's not perfect. I don't like the litter. I don't like the trash. And there's more of that than there should be. And in particular, and I've talked about this before, I don't like that. You know those little hook things? They're like plastic, and it's for getting food out from between your teeth, and it's got the little span of dental floss there. Floss sticks, is that what it's called? Floss stick? Okay, Tim just told me it's called a floss stick. You know, that's litter. And people think nothing about throwing those down on the ground. And sometimes they've got some meat caught up in it. I mean, it's really pretty disgusting. So I don't know why, you know, you feel the need to just throw that on the ground. So that's one of the problems. Here is an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. If you had the choice to live downtown, all things being equal, would you? Right now it's 50-50. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text. Scoot, I split my time between Mandeville and New Orleans. Best of both worlds. I do a lot of walking in the city and enjoy the streetcar. When I need more green, I go back to the North Shore. Well, obviously, you're doing pretty well in life. And if you can have a place on the North Shore and a place downtown, that is ideal. I do know people that live in the suburbs and live in the outer areas and have places downtown. And again, that's ideal. But, you know, for most of us, we have to decide where we're going to live, either the suburbs or the city. I was born uptown. I was born at Touro Hospital. And when I was born, my parents lived on Louisiana Avenue Parkway. And not long after that, I don't remember how old I was, but well, we moved briefly to Atlanta, then we moved back. But basically, I grew up in Metairie. I grew up in the suburbs. And my dad made the decision to move out there because it was less expensive. This was during the whole, it wasn't white flight. It was just a more affordable flight from the city to the suburbs. I don't ever remember any conversations about race as to why we moved to the suburbs. You could just get a house instead of an apartment. It was more affordable, and so that's why we ended up in the suburbs. And I understand, and I'm not criticizing any of you who live in the suburbs or who live across the lake. I mean, there are areas in Slidell and St. Tammany Parish and Mandeville, Madisonville, I could easily live in. I enjoy living downtown, and that's cool. But, you know, for some of you, the suburbs is simply better. Here's a text that says, I have owned my own business in the warehouse district for the past 30 years. Downtown is great, but I have a condo in Metairie, and I love it. A little courtyard I can entertain in. I can barbecue, free parking. Yeah, well, I mean, all of that stuff is great. I have a rooftop area with a pool, and I sometimes go up there and grill. So I do have that. But, you know, I know you do miss some things. And I do miss driving. I mean, I love getting in my car and driving. So I look forward to the times that I get to drive. Some of you I know just hate to drive because you have to. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL.